Welcome back. We may be in late April, but the folks at the Woodward School are already thinking summer. The Summer Institute enrollment is actually underway, so we want to welcome to the program Gretchen Peterson and Kaylee McDonald to tell us all about it. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, Gretchen, good to see you again.
Yes.
And Kaylee, nice to meet you for the first time. Yeah, hopefully not the last time.
That's right. Come I hope
back.
So.
Yeah. I like to always start with just kind of a little overview of what the organization that we're talking about on this show does.
Sure.
Gretchen, its goal, its mission. So the Woodward School has, you know, only been around for, you know, what,
only 130 years.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. But just in case people don't know.
Sure.
Tell us about the Woodward School.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the Woodward School is a school for girls in grades 6 through 12. And we really focus on not only academics with the girls, with our rigorous classes, but also helping girls find their passion and their voice. And with that, we have a number of different programs that they can participate in. We have an internship program at the end of the year that they can go out and sort of see what life is like outside of school. We have theater, which our Beauty and the Beast show is coming up.
Ah, okay.
Yes, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. So tickets are on sale on our website.
Okay.
And we have just a number of different opportunities for girls to try things, sports, and other kind of artistic activities as well.
Sure. What's the current enrollment at Woodward? How many students?
So we have about 70 kids right now.
Okay.
Yep. And
total.
We're looking. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have really great staff. We have small class sizes.
Yes.
Individual attention.
Yep. Yeah. Great student-teacher ratio.
Exactly. Sure. 4-to-1.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the envy of many school systems.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
And everyone knows everyone, so it's a really nice opportunity for the girls to have a mentor or somebody who really understands
absolutely
where they're coming from and where they're going.
Yes, yes. And part of that is Summer Institute,
yes,
right? The summer programs that are coming up that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, let's bring Kaylee in, and office manager right at Woodward. So
office manager and now doing the Woodward Summer Institute too.
Oh, okay.
That's my purview.
Your
so
specialty?
Both pieces. Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself first of all. Your background and how you get to Woodward. Yeah.
I am the front office supervisor right now, and I've been there now for 2 years.
Okay.
This would be my third summer at Woodward. I came from working in a completely different category.
Really?
And switched over to education in part because I always have been attracted to it. I've always thought it's so important. And when I first came to Woodward and was wowed by the specialization and the girls specifically and how amazing they are. So I was like, this is where I want to be, and that's what got me there.
Wow, what was your previous profession?
I used to work in apartments and like office pieces for like leasing and rentals.
Okay.
And all that kind of
right,
stuff.
So still dealing with
yeah,
people.
So
yeah,
so people person
level.
Always, yep, and yeah, always office person. But
was it a pandemic era, you know,
no,
adjustment?
Actually, no, it was after that. Okay. I wanted to make a change. I wanted to find something that I was more passionate about,
yeah,
and Woodward was definitely something to be passionate about.
It fit the bill?
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So how has it been going so far? What have you learned from Woodward, from your experience at Woodward so
far?
Oh,
got to think about all the different things that we've done. I mean, the cool thing about Woodward is because it's a small school,
yeah,
you get to do so many different things, and Gretchen can speak to that too, is
right,
just today I get to host a talent show because I'm also in charge of student life, so get to do lots of different things, and that came on later. And taking steps forward, I do all the social media and all of that because I spoke to you before, I came from a film background actually, so getting to step into that more and doing that piece. So lots of fun stuff and getting to do and try lots of fun things, which is the benefit of such a small space.
Absolutely, yeah. So Gretchen, before we talk about Summer Institute, immediately coming up is what, graduation?
Graduation.
Yeah?
Yes, June 1st.
Okay.
At the Church of the Presidents.
Okay.
Very cool venue for us,
yes,
to be able to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a program, a guest speaker, or is it just basically the school staff?
Right, school staff, the valedictorian and salutatorian make speeches,
yep,
and the head of school and myself make speeches as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's a proud moment for the families,
it
I'm
is
sure. And I remember the year that you couldn't, that was the 2020 year because of the pandemic.
Mm.
And the girls were really upset about that. You were able to do something after the fact, though, right?
Yes,
to
I, yes, we were. We were able to navigate that for
yes
them. Yeah.
So this will be especially meaningful, I'm sure,
yes,
for them coming out of that.
Very much.
Yeah. So what's going on this summer?
Yeah, so.
So summer is going to be a bunch of fun. Tons of stuff is happening over the summer. We have courses throughout the summer. In June, July, August, in arts and technology, we've got storytelling, we've got theater, we've got robotics, we've got video game design. So pretty much anything that you're interested in, we've got it. And we want to have all of the stuff that we focus on during the school year come on into the summertime. And our students are invited to join us, and students from all over neighboring towns and are welcome to join us.
Now, okay, so that my next question, Kayla, was who can enroll in the summer program?
Everybody. Everybody that's a girl, I should say. Okay. Just like during the school year, Woodward is a school for girls, and we carry that into the summertime, so specializing in women's education.
Okay, age ranges?
5th through 10th, entering 5th grade through entering 10th grade.
Okay.
So. Big chunk of different people.
So do you find that current students also take part in the summer program?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
We've got a number of girls who are already signed up from our classes right now, and then girls who have joined us in previous summers jump back in and have been signed up already.
So this is a little different than, you know, when I think of summer institute, summer programs, I think of summer school, you know, the quote-unquote summer school. This is not that, right?
This is
not making up for classes that you didn't achieve in during the school year. This is separate.
No. This is stuff that maybe you touched on in the school year and you loved and you want to do more and you want to learn more about. So the really intensive programs in those arts and tech programs that the girls are passionate about, and it's exploring those things. And then we also do fun stuff. We're outside and we're playing games, just like a camp environment would be.
Okay.
So it's 50-50, you know, you get both and get to explore those passions, but get to have some fun.
Yeah, we just saw a photo of some students that were participating. It looked like an audio-visual type of program. So maybe we can take a look at that again and tell us what we're looking at here.
So I think this... what we're looking at here is what they were doing last summer was a podcasting class.
Yes,
so they've got their microphones, the soundboard, so stuff that you've got back here they're using at our school too.
Right, in your newly renovated auditorium, we should mention
that
as well. Let's take a look at the next one. And this young lady is very intent on her project. Looks like she's using a Dremel tool or something there.
She is. Okay. So what she's got here is she printed, or she designed on our computer systems a 3D model that was then printed in our 3D printers.
Oh.
And now she's cleaning up the edges to make it perfect before she goes to paint it. So some really cool figurines come out of that class. That's our 3D fabrication, which is another course that we have.
You know, it's funny. For a school that's 130 plus years old, you have some of the latest technology.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, very much so. Let's take a look at the next one. And don't take my picture. If there was a speech bubble, that's what she'd be saying, right?
That's exactly what she was saying. She was in our theater program, actually, and she's doing drawing of what she wants to design her theater costume to look like. So that's what she's doing. But again, yeah, she's giving me the don't take my picture look also.
Sure. I think we have a couple more to check out here. Using it, looks like a tablet.
Yep, tablet, and this is part of our digital art program.
Okay.
And I think the next picture is as well. They have iPads preloaded with Procreate and Apple Pencils, and like you said, cutting edge stuff. They're ready to go day one.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to show the pictures, because it does demonstrate the different versatility and the different programs, and also, you know, the different avenues that girls can focus on. Do they get to choose?
They get to choose, and there's three sessions over the summer, and there's different offerings for different sessions. So they could do a tech course, and then do an art course, and then do a theater course.
Oh, really?
And they can choose whatever they're interested in.
And are they graded, or is this just for fun?
Just for fun, and at the end, we do a display or a symposium of all the different projects, and parents are invited to come and see what was done, and also the play gets put on. They do a play in 2 weeks, it's pretty impressive stuff.
Okay. Sure. Gretchen, now for the financial part of it, is there assistance available for girls who maybe have some difficulty paying?
So because our school is focuses on affordability, we have our tuition rate at a lower rate, just across the board.
Okay.
So it's $400 per week.
Okay.
We have the first week of the program is, or the first session is a 1 week session, and then the other sessions are 2 week sessions, and it remains the $400 per week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's throughout the entire program.
Correct.
Okay. So, and is that for students as well as non-students?
Correct.
It's the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't have to be from Quincy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any sense for the ratio of girls from Quincy and not from Quincy in your regular student body?
I'm not sure what the exact percentages are, but I think the majority of our students are from Quincy and Boston, and then we definitely have students from neighboring towns.
Okay. Yeah. Any international students?
Yes, really? Actually. We have three currently, and next year we're looking to increase that. We have maybe 5 to 10 coming for next year.
All right.
Yeah.
Curious what experience they bring, you know, to the educational experience for folks who are not.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, because our school is small, everybody knows everybody, so they bring a lot to our community, especially being from sort of all different countries from around the world. It's really nice.
Talk a little bit about the instructors, your staff, you know, the professional folks that are teaching these different programs.
Yeah, so we have an amazing group of people that we work with, and each person specializes in their area. And I get to meet with them as their supervisor every other week. So we have a lot of conversations about how to just keep up with what's current in the world of education and in their specific areas. And I get to learn what they're doing in classes, and they're really doing some magnificent things. Yeah. You know, the girls can lead classes sometimes if it's something that's available to do in a class. We have one of our seniors is a teaching assistant in one of the classes because of her knowledge of the subject. We do a science fair every year, so there's a lot of involvement in that, and the staff just go above and beyond. We just had Night of the Arts, and our art teacher just led these girls to wonderful art pieces, and they did installations in different rooms based on a musical theme. So it was a lot of fun. So like I said, the staff are very knowledgeable in their areas, and really go above and beyond for these girls.
Any openings in staff at Woodward that you need?
Yes. So we have some openings posted on Indeed and SchoolSpring. So you can look there to see if there's anything that's a match.
Oh, okay, all right.
For anybody.
Now the instructional staff is co-ed, right? It's a combination.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Just the body, the student body is
for girls.
Girls
that's
only.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about the graduation rate from Woodward. Last I heard, it was 100%. It's amazing.
Yes, yes, absolutely. This year's seniors, there's 9 of them, and 100% of them move on to college as well. Next year we have a smaller group graduating.
Really?
Yes, there's probably going to be about 5 of them, but then after that there's 15, I think, 10th graders. So yes, 100% graduation rate, and 100% of the students move on to colleges.
I see. And specialties in their field, do you know particularly what areas they followed after Woodward?
It varies depending on students. Some of them go into the art field, some of them go into technology, different areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you an alumni yourself, Gretchen?
I am not.
You're not. Okay.
No.
All right. How about you, Kaylee?
I'm not either, but we have a lot of our staff are, so it's a well-loved community.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Back to Summer Institute. Only a couple of minutes left, but again, I want you to just kind of run down what Summer Institute entails this year at Woodward.
Sure. So students will come in the morning time, start at 8 o'clock in the morning, run through with us till 2:30 in the afternoon. So a full, you know, school day time. And we'll do different sessions of the intensive piece of whatever their project is. So again, like with the student who is doing fabrication, they might start their day with doing modeling on the computer. Then they will switch over after a little break period, like a snack period, that kind of a thing, to doing the actual printing. And then they'd have a break for lunch, / that's when we play our games, which is fun. We've got a backfield that they get to play out in. And then maybe in their last portion of the intensive for that day, she would be doing the Dremeling and finishing like in the picture there. So that would be a full day for her. And that would just be maybe in the first week they'd be looking more at the instructional part, and then in the second week doing more project focused.
Gotcha.
But they'd have those opportunities again from day one, all of the stuff is there for.
Okay. Through the website or phone number, May 15th is ideally the deadline to...
June 15th.
June 15th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's still a little bit of time.
Right.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great summer.
You
Thanks,
too.
You too.